I'll give you an idea of what kind of family mine is. This is a true story. About 9 or 10 months ago, I did something I'd always wanted to do. I cashed in all my frequent flyer miles. I took everybody in my family to Hawaii. 13 people, thinking this would be the vacation of a lifetime. It ended up being the Clampets go to Maui. Because you get my family together, there is an empty Kmart somewhere. They showed up at the airport. They were using coolers and grocery bags for luggage. SkyCap was like, which one's yours, a Samsonite? They were like, no, we got the igloo with the duct tape on it and the 5 Piggly Wiggly bags right there. In the ticket counter, I asked my mother, I said, Mom, would you like to sit next to the window? She goes, oh, I better not. I just had my hair fixed. And on the plane, the movie they were showing on the plane was Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. 5 minutes into this movie, my brother turns to me and goes, you know that ain't them dogs' real voice. My sister got mad. Well, thanks for spoiling it for everybody else. And we were staying right on the beach. In fact, the whales were migrating through. You could stand on the balcony and watch whales come up out of the water. First morning there, my brother's out there going, boy, I wish I had a gun with a scope on it. How much does it cost to mount a whale? Anybody know? I'd have to get a bigger trailer, I'll tell you that. And you could tell which rooms were ours. Ours were the ones with the underwear hanging off the rail. And according to the manager, the site of the only peeing for distance contest they had ever had. Which I am ashamed to say, my Aunt Rose won in the second round. We are a classy bunch. My Uncle Doug kept asking, when we gonna convert our money to Hawaiian money? Because this is the same Uncle Doug. We went to a luau. You know how they always ask people to volunteer to hula dance? Old Doug volunteered. Halfway through the dance, we all realized Doug's not wearing any underwear underneath his hula skirt. We asked him about it later. He said, well, when I went to put that skirt on, I noticed I had a hole in my drawers and didn't want to embarrass myself. Dang, Doug, you thought this out. And they're my family. I love them. They're good people. They just don't get out much. Mainly because of that no shirt, no shoes rule. They love that hotel, though. God, they stole everything from that place. They stole the ashtrays while we were checking in. Didn't even dump the sand out of them. Just picked them up and walked out with them. Stole everything. I mean, you get out of the shower, you're drying off with toilet paper because they have the towels in the Piggly Wiggly bags. And one day, one of the maids made the mistake of going to lunch and leaving her cart out in the hall. They were on that like a pack of dogs on a three-legged cat. Picked it clean. I asked my brother later on, I said, what are you going to do with 180 shower caps? He said, Christmas present. Then his wife got mad. Well, thanks for spoiling it for everybody else. Came back from Hawaii. They spent a few days in California with us. We took them to the La Brea Tar Pits. You know what I'm talking about? Where they have the fossils and things. I'm not making this up. My brother actually said, man, just don't seem like dinosaurs have come as close to downtown, does it? That's my blood, y'all. Because this is the same brother a few years ago. We went to Disney World. He stood in line 30 minutes to get Goofy's autograph. I said, just a kid in a Goofy costume. He said, no, I'm pretty sure that's the real Goofy right there. You can't argue with that. I remember 5 or 6 years ago, I went to see him. I was in town. He wasn't home. There was a note taped to his front door that said, "Jeff, I had to run to the office. I'll be back in 5 minutes. The key is under the mat." Your only hope is a blind burglar. And you ever do this when you're around your family like that for a little bit? Do you ever start thinking, "God, we must be the biggest bunch of goobers in the whole world"? If I'm around my family more than a week, I start having fantasies that maybe I'm adopted and have a normal family that's desperately trying to find me. But you know what? You don't have the stupidest family in the world. You don't have the goofiest family in the world. And if you ever need to verify that, all you have to do is go to a state fair. 5 minutes at a fair would be going, "You know what? We're all right. We're dang near royalty." You ever see people so ugly you have to get somebody else to verify it? Come here, y'all gotta see this man. Get out of line, it's worth it. Over by the cotton candy, don't look, don't look, don't look. Is that the hairiest back you've ever seen? Looks like Bigfoot in a tank top. Oh God, it's a woman! Oh, and she's got kids. Somebody slept with that woman. Oh, no, it's Aunt Betty.
You will worry about the genes you're passing along.